New Year's celebrations should be smaller this year because we're not going to gather. We're not out of the woods. But raise your hand if you want to say goodbye to 2020. That's Here and Now resident chef Kathy Gunst with her hand up, up there in Maine. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Robin. Yes, goodbye 2020.
Oh, in the rearview mirror. Don't let the back door hit you on the way out. But, you know, many people might not feel like celebrating. So you say we need to.
Well, I mean, the question, I've really been reflecting this week, like, how do you say goodbye to one of the worst years in memory? And is celebrating an appropriate response? And I guess I say yes, because we need to celebrate now more than ever. This has been such a year of hardship. And creating a memorable meal is one of the best ways to celebrate. So I say keep it simple, but make it memorable.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be champagne and caviar. In fact, that might not feel appropriate. So start this simple menu for us. A salad?
A salad, but not just any salad. This is a true celebration salad. It's got color and crunch and sweet and sour flavors, very appropriate for this tough year. I used a variety of chicories. Think of endive, radicchio, escarole, and frise, a curly endive. And these are hearty, slightly bitter greens that come out seasonally in the late fall, early winter. And don't think, wait, I can't get that. You'd be surprised. Radicchio is in many grocery stores, as is endive. And I toss it with pomegranate seeds. And also, if you can find it, a persimmon, which is kind of a savory fruit as opposed to super juicy. But you could use an apple or a pear and fresh nuts and then a very light lemony dressing. This is a salad that just says, okay, we need color in winter, we need celebration right now, and we need hope.
It is gorgeous. People, you'll see recipes at herenow.org, but it's just a beautiful salad. And I did not know that these were called chicories.
Yes, they are. And they're very popular on the West Coast. And I'm seeing them more and more at farmers markets on the East Coast and even in grocery stores. And they're slightly bitter, but in that very pleasing way. Again, okay, an apt metaphor for the year.
Yes. You also have a recipe for shrimp scampi. And you
yes.
suggest cooking, yeah, cook the shrimp in their shells.
I do. I know some people don't like that, but what happens is that the shells keep all the juices in and you tend not to overcook the shrimp. This is made quite simply with lots of garlic. This is for the garlic lover in your life. Mm-hmm. Little bit of chili flakes, some dry white wine. You put it into the oven, finish it off under the broiler, and then you just sprinkle it with lots of parsley and lemon juice, and you've got a gorgeous main course or first course, and you can sop up all those garlicky juices with bread or some pasta on the side. Really a dish that takes about 20 minutes.
And just, so what happens to the shells?
You peel them off as you eat, and then you can keep them and make a very simple, delicious shrimp stock to make a soup or a chowder later on.
See, it wasn't a stupid question. Okay,
not at all. There are no stupid questions.
Well, just try me. You suggest a chocolate mousse for
I do.
Dessert.
And again,
four ingredients.
Four, exactly. Chocolate, milk, heavy cream, and vanilla extract. You melt some chocolate, heat up some milk, put them together, whip the cream, combine them, and you have this gorgeous, luscious, chocolatey mousse. I like to top it with a little vanilla-scented whipped cream, and maybe you add a sliver of candied ginger or citrus, or not. Again, four ingredients, simple, 15 minutes to put together, and this is a way to celebrate the beginning of a new year and the hopes that we have for what's to come.
Well, you know, but there was a lot that was wonderful for food in the past year. First of all, there was a lot of, you know, there was a lot of pain, but there was also a lot of expression. I'm thinking of, you know, we had both the pandemic, but also racial reckoning, and you know, who knows where this will go in the new year. So there's a lot of hope on the part of people that there will be some change and movement. But also, just, you know, people were cooking more. I mean, people were, you know, just got obsessed with their sourdough bread and beans. Do you think, here's some of your quick observations. Do you think that's going to carry over?
Well, it is, everything you've just listed is absolutely true, and there are new realities. I think once you start cooking, as tired as you are of doing the dishes, and as tired as you are of cooking, that you might think, it's really a wonderful way to get healthy. I've been cooking for needy Maine families this year during the pandemic. More and more people are giving that way. Get involved through a grassroots organization or a shelter, or give money if you don't cook, but keep cooking because it is such a grounding activity.
Yeah. Here Now resident chef Kathy Gunst. We'll have everything at herenow.org. Kathy, thanks as always, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, Robin. Stay well. Hope to see you soon.